Hello, parasitic lovers. Early happy Valentine's Day. So I came across this information on angler fish mating ritual, which reminded me of Genesis 2:24, which it talks about when a man leaves their parents and joins to get married with their wife, they become one flesh. And that's the same kind of situation going on with this angler fish. What's interesting is that fish, the big female fish, is ugly as hell. Barracuda jaws, got all kinds of spiky things that light up to attract the male fish. And once the male fish finds the female, and it's done deal for life. They don't get through divorce and separate. They don't get to argue. They truly do become one flesh, where he bites the female, the big fish, and he doesn't even care if she's barracuda looking vicious fish, because he can't live without her. He has to have her. And once he bites her, they become one flesh. He actually dissolves his teeth and part of his body and his mouth, and they become symbiotic, one host, sort of parasitic relationship. And she shares her bloodstream and nutrients to him as their bodies become intertwined, entire nervous system and bloodstream. Thought that would be interesting for all you single people out there. There's hope for that. To find your parasitic love, once he or she finds you, you can latch on and never let go, and you become dissolved into one another for life. That's this gruesome love story of this angler fish. And it doesn't matter how ugly or beautiful you are, figure out how you attract one another and latch on. Think of that on your Valentine's Day, all alone out there for all the single people.
Missing males have been there all along, just unrecognized and misclassified. And Reedin and other scientists, like neurozoologist Albert Ibapar, soon figured out why the male serratias looked so different. They don't need lures or big mouths and teeth because they don't hunt, and they don't hunt because they have the females. The serratioid male, Reedin wrote, is merely an appendage of the female, and entirely dependent on her for nutrition, in other words, a parasite. When serratioid males go looking for love, they follow a species-specific pheromone to a female, who will often aid their search for their by flashing her bioluminescent lure. Once the male finds a suitable mate, he bites into her belly and latches on until his body fuses with hers. Their skin joins together, and so do their blood vessels, which allows the male to take all the nutrients he needs from his host mate's blood. The two fish essentially become one. With his body attached to hers like this, the male doesn't have to trouble himself with things like seeing or swimming or eating like a normal fish. The body parts he doesn't need anymore, like spines and some internal organs, atrophy, degenerate, and wither away until he's little more than a lump of flesh hanging from the female, taking food from her and providing sperm whenever she's ready to spawn. Extreme size differences between the sexes and parasitic mating aren't found in all anglerfish.